is that theater is coming back. There's so many exciting aspects to this, and that's that Spokane Valley Summer Theater is having a season which begins next Wednesday with a series of performances that are Wednesday through Sunday. So that's June 23rd through June 27th. And then to make it fairly easy to remember, the next part of their season will be in July, July 23rd through August 1st. And the initial part of this is a series of reviews. And right at the middle, and there's two senses to the review, we'll get into that. Right in the middle of that is Andrea Olson, who tends to be in the middle of things, don't you, Andrea? Let's face it about you.
Sure, absolutely. I think that many people would agree about that, yes.
And that is your passion, your abilities, just to sing, to direct, to hope for, to manage, all these things. It's just the love of the art, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, definitely.
And so is it's getting going, and I guess it seems obvious, but talk about the kind of specific reasons to do a review to kick something off.
Sure. We have a lot of young singers involved in theater, and we wanted to give them a chance to showcase their art and their talent. But because we are not able to be inside, at least not with a full consort of an audience, at least in the fullness that we would like it to be, outside seemed a perfect place to be doing this. And what better place to sing than Under the Stars, which is our first kickoff cabaret concert, if you will. And this features our adult singers and performers that have been involved with Spokane Valley Summer Theater. And then at the same time, sort of overlapping, if you will, we have we are showcasing our younger talent, the teenagers that have been involved and have sort of grown up through Spokane Valley Summer Theater. So the idea here is to showcase these lovely voices, these lovely actors, these younger students that are rising and off at college and back home for the summer, but then also giving us more mature folks a chance to perform as well.
And so we're going to have examples. That's the next best thing, too, that we have going in our studio. So live from our studio, let's hear the first of our singers, J.C. Fortin, and All That Matters from Finding Neverland. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, wow. If you've not ever seen Finding Neverland, it's just a beautiful story. It's sort of the background story to that Peter Pan, the story of Peter Pan, which, of course, everybody is familiar with. This solo is sort of a real heartfelt solo that the mother of the three children sings. It just is heart-wrenching how she is trying just to do the best for her kids that she can. So J.C. Fortin is studying out at Eastern Washington University, and she's accompanied by Annie Flood, who we'll talk about a little bit later. But this is called All That Matters, and just a beautiful ballad from Finding Neverland.
Let's go to the studio and enjoy that.
Days when I feel so afraid I can hardly remember to breathe, when reality crashes in wave after wave, pulling me further beneath. So what's the point in planning for a future if it all can be stolen away? It's all I can do to hold on and survive when the colors have faded to gray. But my children need so much more from me, and they give me the strength to go on. Whatever may come, all that matters now is where I go from here. There's an easier way if I live for today. The beat makes sense of all of my chaos. chance of a life I dared only to dream, and a dream only life can restore. And I know some may not understand, but he's guiding me safely to shore. Not afraid anymore.
Neverland, that was J.C. Fortin singing All That Matters. And now J.C. is going to join us. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning.
And let's first about singing that song. Is Finding Neverland a show you knew before?
Yes. I got to see it when it traveled here to Spokane last year, I want to say. Last year was COVID. The year before.
Yeah. And you're involved at EWU. Are you involved in that amazing music theater program there?
So the music theater program, unfortunately, just got cut, but I am in the theater program.
Okay.
So I am a part of all of that and take part in their musicals.
So therefore, are you an actor who sings or a singer who acts or the whole thing?
I would classify myself as an actor who sings, acting first.
Yeah, well, and it's an extraordinary acting experience being there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm blown away.
Yeah. And what else do you do in this show that's opening next Wednesday?
So all of us do our own solo, and then we all get to duet with either our friends or family members, and I get to sing Some Things Are Meant to Be from the musical Little Women, which is one of my absolute favorite shows.
Perfect. J.C. Fortin. Thanks a lot, J.C.
Yeah, thank you.
And now back to Andrea Olson, who's directing the younger program, and then involved in the older program. Talk just a little bit more about how the younger program works.
Sure. Yeah, we encourage the singers to choose their favorite songs. So some of them brought us stuff that was very new, like this from Finding Neverland, first out in 2014. But then, for example, we have another set of kiddos that are singing a duet from The Little Shop of Horrors, which originally was a movie in 1960, and then a musical became 1982. We've run this span of these song favorites, and as JC mentioned, everybody gets a chance to sing their own solo, but then we've got some really fun duets, and even I'll give a little teaser, we've got Hodel and Chava and Zeitel singing a trio, the Matchmaker trio as well. So some really fun new, something for everybody really, some newer sort of up-to-date contemporary musicals that are out there, but some of those great, great classic musicals that have been around forever and are well loved by everybody.
And that's really the choice, the opportunity, and yet the responsibility to try to define what is musical theater and who is your audience, and do they only want Rodgers and Hammerstein, or do they only want Little Shop of Horrors? And there's a lot of thought
absolutely. We spent quite a bit of time sort of shuffling through the choices that the singers submitted, because we did want to have something for everybody. So you know, if you have your program and you don't know this song that's being played right now or sung right now, you can look ahead and say, oh, but I know this one. Rather than sort of, you know, sitting there and thinking, I don't know any of these pieces. So we really try to sort of run the gamut, represent all the different styles. There's so many different composers out there with so many different styles of how they write for singing. And then, of course, things that have been updated. So, you know, you look at sort of those classic or golden age musicals, and they've been contemporized. So choosing the right balance between that, too. You know, some people aren't ready to listen to that. Mm-hmm. Some people really want to hear it the way that they heard it in, you know, 1982 1942, for example, or 1943, if you're talking about Oklahoma as an example. But so there is definitely finding that balance and making sure that there's something for everybody, because we do. We want to appeal to a large group. Everybody should have something that they walk away going, oh, I loved that. That's my favorite piece. So that's what's really nice about doing a sort of a cabaret style show, is that you can really represent across this rich, rich history of composition in musical theater.
Well, let's move on to the perverse joys of Little Shop of Horrors.
Absolutely.
and the duet we're about to hear.
Absolutely. So this is the iconic duet, Suddenly Seymour, between Audrey and Seymour. And we have Gunnar Rørholm and
Alexandra Lewis.
Alexandra, we all call her Alex, so I just stopped myself. Alexandra Lewis singing this, and they have taken this, again, 1960s sort of iconic, and really brought it into the 21st century.
And which characters are they?
So Gunnar will be singing the character Seymour, and then Audrey, who is the sort of lost young, somewhat disposed lover that they're working in the flower shop together. And so Alex will be singing Audrey.
Okay, so back to our studio, Annie Flett at the piano, and Suddenly Seymour.
Things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside you. You don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early. Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers and me, I'd say, sure.
Forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. For losers like I've been, it's so hard to say.
Suddenly Seymour from A Little Shop of Horrors. We were just hearing with Gunnar Rorholm, there we go, and Alexandra Lewis. We'll get their names figured out eventually here, and I'll get the right buttons pushed on the mixing board occasionally too with the things we're doing. So let's spend a little time with these folks. Let's start with you, Gunnar. Oh, he's there you go. Hello, Gunnar.
Hello.
Yeah, and tell us where in life you are and in your education and your recent singing career.
Well, currently I am here for the summer. This past year I went to Loyola New Orleans, but I will be transferring to St. Mary's University of Minnesota, which is in Winona, Minnesota, like 2 hours away from Minneapolis. So that's where I am education-wise.
And what do you study there?
I am going to be studying musical theater and getting a major in musical theater. I'm hoping maybe minoring in something writing or directing and maybe double minoring with political science, but we'll find out what happens.
And did you grow up around here?
I did grow up around here.
Okay.
I am born and raised Spokane.
Well, good. And Alexandra, kind of the same thing. Tell us about yourself.
Right now, I am currently in the process of transferring to University of Montana, where I'll be an early childhood education major. And I transferred from Oklahoma City University. And yeah, I've grown up here in Spokane my whole life, been in the same house my whole life, everything.
And so for both of you, is this kind of your first time to not have a mask on and sing for real and all of that in the last year and a half?
Oh yeah, fully.
Yeah.
Like the last year, we were supposed to have musicals going on and shows going on in New Orleans, but things just happened. They were either masked up or it was just a play or it was like really socially distant, not really any singing going on. So this is really the first time that we can do this.
Yeah, I haven't been in a show since my senior year of high school and I'll be a sophomore, so it's been weird.
So this is kind of interesting because each of you is about to go to a new school. Does that have, without getting too specific or why you left the old school, what's the overall feeling of why move to another school right now?
For me, I think it's really about, like, I want to have a good start to the rest of my life, and I want to have a decent education where I can leave knowing I learned something valuable and take that with me through the rest of my life. And I feel like at the school that I'm going to go to, I can really get that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And for me, it was like not being able to connect as well as I had hoped to at my other school. And this school, I've been there a few times, I've visited a bunch of times, and I feel like I can definitely connect there. And I think that it'll be just better for me overall. Just, yeah.
I will admit I have a bias toward the University of Montana as a community, as a real place where people pursue art together.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so I think that's pretty lovely.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so still with Andrea, tell us about before we get to Darnell, a few other performers that are doing the night show. I should, if you're just joining us, this is Spokane Valley Summer Theater, opening its season this next Wednesday and Thursday nights at 7:30, and then Saturday there's the Young Person's Matinee at 4, and then the regular, which is called Rising Stars, then the Under the Stars regular show at 7:30, and Sunday it's 1 and 4 for the same thing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's just my pleasure to be music directing the Rising Stars. And a lot of the students that are singing are either current students or former students. And so that is also a sense of pride for me. Addie Dibble, who has been acting on stage, she's going to be singing. Sean Mulligan, a recent graduate of Central Valley High School. Mary David Dow, who was playing Ariel in Little Mermaid at Central Valley High School. Noelle Fries, you may recall her playing my daughter, actually, in Les Mis. She's also been involved with lots of Spokane Valley Summer Theater. I'm looking at other... Daniel Renz is going to be singing with us. Sophia Williams, Faith McConnell. Who else am I missing? Jillian Selly. So these are all students that are around town and have either gone away for college and then come back. to sing for us. Jordan Santiago, graduate of Lewis and Clark High School a few years ago. So just a wonderful sort of smattering across of talent and young, growing and blossoming talent. And just it's interesting when listening to the students talk about, you know, finding the right fit. And that's one of the things that I tell students all the time. You have to go to a college that's got that right fit. Mm. It has to feel right. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't. So it's you know, you just got to be that. You have to look for that and you'll grow from there. So this group is we've been rehearsing now for 3 weeks, and I'm so incredibly proud of them. Mm-hmm. Then what's really fun for them, I think, is to see also the other side of it. These are the rising stars, and the Under the Stars program is, you know, we're hopefully not the falling stars, the old ones, as you said, the older ones. Hopefully we're still.
Sorry about that.
No. I love it. Hopefully we're still up in the sky, but it's really fun, I think, for them to see sort of, okay, this is, you know, the possibility, and these are roles that, you know, we could do. You know, a great example is, you know, Gunnar was Into the Woods, where I played the witch, and he was one half of the cow. And it's fun to sort of, you know, have them see that progression. It's like, okay, this is a character that I could do when I'm that age. So it really comes full circle, and it's so fun to be. It's actually the Saturday and Sunday is going to be so fun. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to buy your tickets for both of them, because then you get all of those. You see the blossoming artists, and then you see those seasoned professionals on stage as well. And I do want to mention, we are outside. I didn't give an address, and I know you are in a place where you can write this down, but you can remember where Center Place is, Center Place Event Center, near the Spokane Valley Mall. Mm-hmm. It's right next to the YMCA area and the Mirabeau Park area in the Spokane Valley, just off the freeway there.
Yeah. Andrea Olson, who's one of the real integral members and has been of Spokane Valley Summer Theater, as is Darnell Preston, whom we're about
Absolutely.
To hear.
Yeah.
So maybe let's hear her song, and then we'll spend time
sure.
with her.
Yeah. This is a song from the show Wonderful Town. So we sort of have gone from 1982 from 2014 back to 1982. We're going to keep going backwards. And this is the show was written in 1953. And this is another example of that sort of golden age classic musical by Leonard Bernstein. And this is called A Little Bit in Love.
Never felt this way before. Just a little bit in love, or perhaps a little bit more. When he looks at me, everything's hazy and all out of focus. When he touches me, I'm in the spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know, I'm so, I don't know, but I know. If it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you find someone who bewitches you. Will he be my all, or did I just fall? A little bit, a little bit in love. At me, everything's hazy and all out of focus. When he touches me, I'm in the spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know, I'm so, I don't know, but it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you find someone who bewitches you. Will he be my all, or did I just fall a little bit, a little bit in love?
Darnell Preston singing A Little Bit in Love, joined by the pianist Annie Flood. There are just some songs that are just right for any occasion, aren't there, Andrea?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And again, that's a great example of sort of the broad range of pieces that will be done for the Under the Stars as well. Just a quick little teaser, Patsy Cline will make an appearance, as well as the Dynamos, so you can look forward to that. But of course, we're delighted that Darnell will be with us as well. And I think there may be a visit from the Madame and Monsieur Thénardier as well.
Okay.
So there's a little teaser for you.
Okay, well, let's go catch Darnell right now. And so... So, Darnell, they have you doing the right thing singing, don't they? Oh, just a second. I didn't... Oh, there we go. Okay.
Okay. We hope so.
Yeah, but you've done so many great things for Spokane Valley Summer Theater. Talk about some of your many things that you've done for that organization.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I began in the first show, which was Oliver, and have done things since then. You know, obviously, the older, mature woman roles for me, not any of those young ingenues.
But. Yeah, and then you've, in addition, you've... You've directed, put together choruses and then vocal training, all kinds of things.
Yeah, I did last, 2 years ago. Last year just went away, I think. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago when we did Sound of Music, I coached the nuns and mm-hmm. who were really pretty fabulous, I must say, right. And really fun to work with.
Wonderful.
As well.
Well, thank you, Darnell. We have to unfortunately hasten away, but
thanks so much
for the lovely singing. Okay. And so, Andrea, and then Annie Flood, the pianist.
Absolutely. But just to sort of piggyback on what Darnell was just saying, she's actually music chorus directing and vocal directing for Little House, which we haven't mentioned, and that's coming up on July 23rd. Mm-hmm. And Annie Flood, who was just here at the piano accompanying, she is the music director for that show as well. And that Little House on the Prairie is actually the regional premiere on July 23rd. So you've got a month in between to, you know, rustle up all your friends and join us, but do join us next week, June 23rd through 26th, and 26th and 27th for Under the Stars and Rising Stars.
And so we invite you to go to Spokane Valley Summer Theater or SV Summer Theater. It is their actual address, but simply Google them and find out all the details. Too confusing for us to compress into just a few seconds. So thank you, and thank you to
Absolutely.
Everybody who
thank
came
you
in
so much.
Today, Spokane Valley Summer Theater.